is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party, 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 turn up the party. Hey everybody, okay. In the Geeks Next Door, welcome podcast episode 79, October 3rd or something. See, I was all ready to go, and then I was like not ready to go, so that's why we got a jumbled thing today. What's happening, guys? How you doing? How you feeling?
What's up, man?
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
No hey, Adam tonight, yeah. Which sucks, but we do have a few emails to respond to, so... Somebody, if Adam was here, what would he say about emails?
I don't know, something that's...
Mailbird.
No.
That's pretty good. That's what he would say, yeah. So the first one is from somebody named David Miller from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Says, I heard the last podcast, couldn't believe the smell of grass was really anything more than just that smell. Wow, I looked it up, and indeed, that's just a thing. That is actually a thing. You guys are not full of dumbness, and I thought you were a little bit smarter than I thought. He said it's not exactly screaming, but we know that. I mean, we're just kind of, you know, making the funnies and stuff, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. It is a warning trigger thing. So suck it, David Miller. Let's see. And the next one is from, god damn, what's that name? David Maya or something? Something like that. I don't know what it means.
The Spanish name, I guess.
Oh, it could be, okay. It says, video games could be serious tools for historical research. You forward down an article from Pocketworthy that talked about a undergraduate history course from, I want to say Stanford. I did read it. Nope, someplace in Turkey that nobody's heard of. But basically, they're talking about using different computer games to look at computer modeling techniques for games that simulate history and historical stuff, and especially the grand strategy games. And his email says, have you ever played any of the listed grand strategy games? To which I say, how dare you?
Yes.
So the listed
ones. Don't even have to show me the list, and I can say yes.
The listed ones were Crusader Kings 2, which I have 800.
Why'd you skip over one?
840 hours in, because there's no reason to go back and play the one. I mean, anyways, 2 is much better. So yeah, 840 hours in that, and Europa 4, which of course is amazing. I have 529 hours in, and Victoria 4, Hearts of Iron 4, which I own but never played because I don't really love the Hearts of Iron series. But regardless, they're all from Paradox Plaza, and as you guys know, Paradox is my favorite gaming studio. So of course I've played them, you Daviad Miad Yar.
That was the French guy. You got him confused.
Oh,
the Spanish guy.
Oh.
The Spanish.
Sorry, there's just so much coming in, I can't keep them all straight. So,
yeah, he's a French Spaniard, everybody knows this.
It was kind of cool, though. It did make me think it would be kind of neat to teach a course based on using computer game simulations and stuff for history, especially for history. So that'd be kind of... It was a good article. Yeah. It's in the comments below if you want to read it.
That's
okay,
kind of interesting.
So other than Adam not being here, what are we talking about tonight?
But the big news that we knew was coming, I knew was coming, because you don't leave $1 billion+ on the table.
Clerks 3, you're right. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's not it. What else? What are you talking about?
Tom Holland, Spider-Man gets to be in the MCU.
Yeah, that was short-lived, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. Like, they're not gonna leave all this money on the table. Like, you know what? I mean, there's a million memes that go like, it's like, you like money? Yeah. You like money too, yeah. Why don't you stay together and make a lot of money? Yeah, nah. No, it's not. Of course they're going to do that.
Yeah, it was short-lived. I was listening to a podcast where they're like, bad news, it looks like they've closed the door on Spider-Man ever coming back into the MCU, and that was after they had already said Spider-Man's going to be back in the MCU. So the podcast was like 2 days behind. I'm like, yeah, guys, we knew it. Come on. That's cool. Glad to hear it.
Right. Yes, exactly. And
I never really worried about it, mostly because I heard about it from Dave at the same moment. Dave also said that it's not going to happen. So right. I was like, all right.
But one of the big things is now what they didn't have before is they are going to basically, because before Sony was just saying, okay, use the character, you know, you put up all the money, you do all the stuff, you get most of the money and we get our cut and stuff like that. But now Marvel's all like, hey man, you gotta give us 50% of the money to make a movie. And they're like, ugh. But what they can do now is Sony can have Tom Holland as Spider-Man in Venom 2 and so on and so forth. And those guys can, if deals are continued to be made, bleed back into the MCU. So Venom can, doing the thing that I wanted him to beginning, is say Venom exists in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They can say that now. They can have all that stuff. They can have that stuff bleed back.
Yep, somewhere somebody's happy.
It's Disney saying, hey, we bought Fox and you're next, so watch out.
It's like, Sony, come on. I know you make TVs and stuff like that, right? And PlayStation.
You make great video games.
But.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neat. Speaking of Disney, did you all see the Disney Plus kind of early subscription spot they put out? It's been on TV a bunch. It's basically a video that says, look at all the fun fucking shit we have. Don't you want to subscribe? And it's kind of fun because it shows you Star Wars and it shows you fucking a lot of cool stuff you like.
Yes. It is basically like, it hits you with, it is like the teaser trailer for all the things that you like. Hey, you like all this stuff, right? Like, the only thing better would be like, hey man, you like Taco Bell? Well, I do love Taco Bell. Guess what? We own that too.
Do you like cheese on the side of your chalupa?
Right.
It's the best thing in the world.
Do you like vagina? Cool. We got vagina ready over too. You get that too. And you're like, wow, Disney does really own everything you like.
Speaking of Taco Bell, let me ask you guys a quick question, all right?
Okay.
I like Taco Bell, right?
Yep. Yes.
Every red-blooded American likes Taco Bell. But I've been trying to eat less carbs. So you think if I brought, like, my own shells to Taco Bell, they would make the thing I want in my shells?
No.
Definitely not.
You used to be able to do that, but then they passed health safety rules that they're not allowed to do that anymore.
What if I'd sealed used to be able to send from kids a store?
We used to have guys do that all the time when, you know, back when I worked at McDonald's. They'd bring in their own buns.
Why?
Allergies and crap like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
These people are stupid. So how if I go through the drive-thru and slip the guy like a 20 and be like, maybe use these shells instead?
Why don't you just order the thing and then get home and...
That's so much work. I don't want to do work. I just want to eat it. Don't fucking tell me to do work. That's so much work.
And you basically just squeeze whatever it is
that's nasty.
Into the other taco.
Don't want to look what's inside a Taco Bell meal.
Oh.
Yeah, but your kids are old enough now that they would actually probably enjoy doing something like that. No, hey, look at the mess we can make putting it into daddy's shelf.
I forbid it in my house. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Oh, well. Yeah.
I bet you it would all depend on the Taco Bell, and I bet you it would depend on if you got to really know the people that work there. If you got, like, in on it, you know, and they were real cool.
Like the one next to your house, I think they do it.
I have a joke right now I'm going to refrain from doing because I like when Ryan's in a good mood. So, I don't know.
Is it about Bernie Sanders and his medical scare?
Oh, that he did have a... Didn't he have some sort of, like, procedure, too, or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? They, like, gave him a new heart? Robot heart?
Yeah. Full-on robot heart.
Pretty much.
He's like, I do not actually care anymore. I'm only about math. Then Ryan is all like, whoa.
It does kind of fuck him, though, doesn't it? Like, be like, look, he can't be president. He's got a heart problem. Like,
oh, is it really? That is too bad.
Yeah.
But I think
they canceled all campaign events for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks because, like, even if it doesn't, like, even if it's not logical that it disqualifies him, you know, people run and be like, look at this guy. He got no fucking heart. He can't be running the president. Which sucks, because right after that happened, I got an email from Bernie saying, hey, you got $3.75 I can use? I mean, we're down, but we're still up.
You got to pay those new medical bills.
I mean, Bernie has been looking a little more slow, less active. And then Biden's sounding like he's actually senile. Like, he really is. Like, people are questioning him because he's, like, talking like Trump, kind of like, where he goes off in long things that don't really make sense.
Maybe he knows, he's like, that's how you win. He just ran.
He's like, I look at it, I can learn new tricks.
Yeah, it sucks because like just a few days ago, I think Bernie said that they topped like their fundraising, like 25 million and a quarter or something like that. He's like, "We're doing amazing. Yeah. We're better than everybody like before." Oh God, there goes my heart.
Wow. Yeah, but now if he plays it right, he can come back and say, "Look at this! Look at this, everybody! Look at this bill for how much that hard thing cost. Under my plan, it would cost this much." And all of a sudden, right, Ryan? What do you think about that?
Pretty good. I don't know if it'll work, but I like if he came out swinging like that. That'd be pretty good.
Do you like when I was trying to use my Bernie voice? Look at this! Look at this hot! Look at how much this costs.
That was good. I did
pretty good. Actually.
Speaking of Ryan's favorite. Presidential candidate. Andrew Yang. No, I'm talking about Bernie Sanders still. I assume he's still in the Sanders campaign because I love Yang, but he's not going to win. Did you see him on Fox? I thought that was pretty cool. It was on Reddit too. He was basically doing some sort of town hall or something with a Fox anchor, and he said his talking point like, "I believe healthcare is a right for everyone," and the guy interrupted him and said, "Where does that right come from?" And without skipping a beat, he said, "Being a human being," and like everybody cheered and applauded for him. Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. It was a Bernie moment.
It's good work.
Yeah,
he's a good man. Whom we remembered as the greatest revolutionary in politics.
The greatest septuagenarian.
Well, he actually did like make a pretty big movement. I'm just saying it's true.
When
he pushed out against. I mean, Hillary, basically. And it was totally unexpected. He came from nowhere. Just like Yang is going to come from left field. Wow!
I hope so.
But yeah, the conversation has been changed forever. Win or lose. See, I don't think he's maybe the best choice, honestly. I like him still a lot, but I think he's done a lot of good without needing to be president.
Right. And he can still be like a...
Feel better, Bernie.
I still think you, man. Throw him in, man. Whoever wins, get him in there and be like, "Hey, what do you want to be? Fucking secretary of, this, secretary of the interior. I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna call you secretary of this. You're secretary of that.
Right. And you could do for this, and you could do for that.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What if, like, tomorrow, since the Democrats have people, but nobody people are super excited about, unlike Yang and Sanders. Like, let's say tomorrow there's an independent party running. He's like, "You know what? I believe in almost everything left wing, except for I also believe that people have the right to own guns. And I also have the people and stuff like that." He's a kind of a mix of the middle. He says, "I'm independent," but he's the Rock.
Do you think he wins? True center. Yes, Rock will win the popular vote.
That's what it's about, right? A popular vote.
Like,
I don't know, maybe.
As an independent, so... And then we'd be full on Idiocracy because a fucking wrestler would be the president. It'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. That'd be funny. Especially if you carried a machine gun around or gold chains and shit.
Yeah. And look at, we got this guy. This guy's so smart.
It's Kevin Hart.
Right.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah, Kevin Hart in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's sad. I hope he's better.
Jack Black will be the Secretary of Comedic Intervention.
So, Ryan, you didn't know because you're Ryan, but Kevin Hart got a really bad accent recently. Like, really bad. Like, I don't think he's... Like, a bad car accident, I should say. Because he was riding in a 1970s car where you don't have to have proper seatbelts and shit.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he's kind of fucked up.
I didn't hear that. That sucks.
That's why I mentioned it, because I knew you were like, "I just heard something, I don't care."
Yeah, I was catching on that there was an accident.
I was catching on.
Huh.
But yeah, he'll just rub his fucking Jumanji money on him, he'll be okay.
Yeah. Inject it, swirl up that dollar bills and inject it. We found a cure for AIDS. $100,000.
Yep, exactly. But, Rock's just got to start training him, man. You'll be good.
He kind of does.
Like, get out there and do this. Yeah, we just watched that. We watched that movie together.
What movie?
Family Jumanji. It was pretty fun.
Family Jumanji.
Like the new one.
Oh. The new one?
Yeah, like we watched it at home. Like me and Tiffany and Griff watched it. So.
What? Are you talking about Jumanji?
Of Jumanji, yes.
But not the newer Jumanji.
Yes,
the newer Jumanji. The newer one.
The one that isn't out yet?
No, no, like the newer Jumanji, not the newest. The newest one doesn't count because that's not out
yet. That's what I was asking. I was like, oh, fuck, what, do you got an inside track here? How would you see that?
Hey, that's man, that's called the future Jumanji. Why the new Jumanji is the one with the rock that would just happen. And Jack,
Chris was thinking, like, why was I not invited over? I like the rock. I like Jumanji.
I sent out an email with a bunch of dates. Ryan said okay to some of them. And Dave said I
need at least 48 hours before I can respond.
And Dave couldn't watch, and Chris was running at the time, so he couldn't answer his phone.
It was awesome. I ran on Monday in no shirt and skinny jeans, or skinny pants, shorts, like, so you could see almost everything in my body flapping around. It was pretty sweet. And then today I ran, and I was in a coat, and another coat, and another coat, and long sleeve and a hat, and gloves. It was like 41 degree difference between 3 days. That's fucking ridiculous. Yep. Fucking goddamn state.
Oh, what was it like, whatever, last year, the year before, there was like, over in a week's time, there was a 100 degree swing?
Is that true?
Yeah. I think it was like 70 degrees.
It was a ridiculous amount, though. Yeah. Huh. Yes. Because it was like
last spring.
Yeah, we've gotten like a super cold snap where it's like 78 degrees. Everyone's like, "Whoa, look at us! It's so hot!" You know, because whenever you're coming from cold to hot, you're like, "Whoa, it's so hot!"
But then we went from like 30 below to like mid 40s.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, I see. Well, that doesn't count.
Why?
Monday was
same.
Super
it's the
weird,
same
though.
Temperature count. It's the same way.
No, it wasn't hot enough to count.
Math works that way.
No. Yeah, Monday was.
Bernie
cool.
says
it was
so.
Weird. It was weird. It was like 88 degrees and like humid. It was fucking.
It was
amazing.
Tropical. It was like.
It was a heat index of 95.
Oh, God. Yeah. It was so. That's how humid it was. It was great.
I played soccer. It was actually kind of fun. It was like at night, so the field was lit up and there was like a little bit of drizzle and the air was just so humid that it kind of seemed almost foggy.
Yeah, because it
felt like
air.
We were in like a
Brazilian,
like a soccer field near the jungle or something, because it was just so fucking hot and sticky.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, Chris is all about what he loves. This, like, he's like, I want all this water moisture in the air. I want it so hot so everyone sweats so he can hide his sweat. That's what it really is. He doesn't really like it. He wants everyone to look as sweaty as he is constantly.
I wear my sweat as a point of pride. I always have. People are always like, man, you're so sweaty. I'm like, fuck yeah, I am. I'm working hard, baby. I'm hustling.
I'm hustling those body molecules.
I don't remember. Like, there was a time where somebody mentioned, like, dude, sweat's gross. And I was like, really? I thought sweat was kind of neat. I sweat all the time. It's awesome. I think it was that Joe guy. He was like, ew, you sweat. I was like, fuck yeah, I do. Sweating my balls off.
and then he was all like, I like cars.
That's checks out, man. Checks out.
I like cars and doing cool things.
How do you guys decide on who to donate for kids fundraisers? Because with social media, you know a bajillion kids and they all have fundraisers about this time of year.
It's all a bunch of bullshit.
Two going on right now.
And if you have, like, you're like, Jesus Christ, I know a million kids. I can't fucking keep up with all this. I don't have this much money.
Do you want to buy a Christmas wreath?
Fuck no.
See, that's what I mean. Dave hasn't posted anything, which is nice.
No, I haven't.
I appreciate that. But everybody else that does, I'm like, well, now I feel like I should. God damn it.
I feel like also, maybe you should rotate like one kid per year and just remember, like, pick 5 kids total. Maybe 6 if you're feeling generous, and then rotate them, like, maybe 2 per year.
Man, kids don't have that long. They'll be thinking, why does Uncle Chris hate me? Or what?
I would just like, make up a story. Like, it's because remember that one time I came over and I said, will you share your soda? And you
so
said,
mean.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And it so also mean. Matters what they're selling. Like, if you got someone selling some delicious pizzas, I'd be like, all right, let me see that. And someone's selling me a Christmas wreath, I'd be like, yeah, how about not a Christmas wreath? That can't eat that because it's not delicious.
Well, I have Boy Scout popcorn, too.
Fuck popcorn. Guess what I ain't buying?
I know. Well, I know you
The newer one is like pledges. Like, remember Bike-a-thon pledges and shit? Like, that kind of stuff. Like, I can't be like, I'll pledge to you, but go fuck yourself until next year, asshole.
Well, it's like, yeah, so we've got the school PTO fundraiser. We've got I've got the 2 Cub Scout fundraisers going on. And then we'll have another one in the spring for the school. I'm just like, holy crap, I'm tapping all the grandparents. Let's
but
go.
I'm saying, like, so you got them out there hustling out there, man? Like, walking door to door, knocking on things?
We will be We will be hitting up the neighborhood for the wreaths.
I was going to say, man, because if you just bring it to work and basically mom and dad do all the work, what do you learn? Not much.
I have it at work. I'm talking to people. I'm getting some
sales. But they're not working. Those kids are just expecting you to do the work. Ryan, what do you think about that?
Dave's right all the time.
He's putting on his uniform and we're hitting up the neighborhoods.
Right. I'm talking about that. It's like, I'm not saying don't bring it to work, but I'm saying you got to get them out there going like, hey, you got to hustle, man. You got to get door to door knocking, you know, or you know what? Go over. Yeah.
You're building confidence and socialization skills.
Yeah, exactly. And I know them kids sometimes, because they have your blood in there, they might not be, they might be a little awkward in front of people.
Yep, they might think it might have that social anxiety.
They knock on the door and just run away. Oh! They just leave a flyer. Oh!
I don't think it'd be that bad. I think it'd be like they'll knock on the door and they just won't say anything. It appears to be some sort of
popcorn.
Don't hit me, Hannah. What? That was weird.
What about Clerks 3? talking about selling things.
Oh, that's hilarious, Ryan. You know what? You're on fire. Here's what I'm wondering if there's a we can only have one Ryan or one Adam at a time, because they're never both on fire at the same time. It's a balance.
I think it's a number of people issue. Like at five people are like, I'm just gonna sit here and look at my magic card. I mean, I'm gonna fucking play Minecraft. But with like four or less, you'd be like, I gotta participate a little bit more.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, that and any opportunity Ryan has to engage with me in a different light is a good thing for him.
You're fine.
Whatever. I like tease everyone equally, which is lower than everyone teases me.
Fuck you. I never tease you, asshole.
That's a fact.
Chris never teases you right to your face. He treats you real subtle, like. Remember, like the Adam.
He's not aggressive like
Dave. Let's talk about other people, like Hannah. Hannah would never listen to this podcast, so you're fine, right? She doesn't listen to the podcast. What the fuck, man? Are you eating another snack cake on camera? Get that shit out of your mouth.
That's really funny. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I know. Dave, I'm glad you're seeing some positive. I feel like you've been down on me. Because anytime, normally when I get a beard, that's healthy, getting to be healthy size. You know, there's the pros and cons. Chris is consistent.
Fucking disgusting, like, man.
Get that thing off your face. What's wrong with you?
Are you lazy, Dave? Bum?
Always there to say like, I think it's a good choice.
I find a kinship that we don't always have.
You know? I know, but you haven't even noticed that I have a burgeoning.
You're looking very stoic. You're looking hyper masculine now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. While Chris and his glistening, like shaved body is weird and awkward, and I don't know how I feel about it yet.
I totally want to rip off my shirt and be like, "Look at my hairless body!
Look at it! It's just I like to remember that time, Ryan, when we rubbed oils upon ourselves."
No,
I never showered. I never washed it off.
Right.
Ryan's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was not there.
Right. It was the other day. What's this about the Clerks 3? Come on, Dave.
Kevin Smith finally announced that he's amended fences with Jeff Anderson.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Or Randall.
I mean, I knew that him and fucking Affleck were on the outs, but Jeff Anderson? What the fuck? Why was Jeff mad at him?
I don't know. Something happened after Clerks 2 or something. Yeah, but anyway, they supposedly got together this last weekend, and Jeff's like, yeah, sure, let's go ahead. Let's make a third one.
I'm happy because I like
the Clerks, finish the trilogy.
The Clerks movies. I think they're different than most of his other movies. There's a lot of heart in them. It's more of, I mean, most movies have some heart, but it's about like friendship and what being yourself and shit. And Amy still says Clerks 2 is one of her favorite movies because it's just fucking about you don't
fucking porch monkeys.
No, you don't need to be a fucking superstar to have a good life. You can have a good life with a normal life, you know.
Exactly.
It's a good message. So we'll see what they do for this one. His other movie comes out in what? 10 days?
15th, dude.
11 days?
Yeah. It's on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to do something with that. We'll see. I think day 2 is gone anyway.
I'll be gone.
Yeah, I think day 2 is gone.
That's gone that night. It's going to be a sad day. We're going to be like, it was the greatest thing that was ever seen. Like, Tony Stark showed up.
That's weird.
And, like, shit happened. And you'd be like,
I missed Tusk. I still have, to this day, have not watched that one.
You honestly didn't miss it.
That is something to experience one time, but you don't have to.
I'm going to be sad that you missed this. Be like, oh, Dave 2 missed such a good show. Dave 2 and Adam both missed it. That's so sad.
But I did go with you guys to the sausage.
So subtle. So
the sausage
subtle.
One.
The sausage one you could miss too, honestly.
It was so subtle. Ryan, you didn't hear it.
He slid it in. I know.
Yeah. He slid it
that's
in.
That's how he does it. So subtle. It's like, what happened that night when you were both covered in oils?
I was looking forward to this one just because it is making fun of the reboot culture that we've talked quite a bit about, and so
yeah, me too.
I want to know why they fell
have fun.
What's that?
I want to know why they fell out.
Who?
I know I can't really find anything why they fell.
No,
out.
No, he just kind of alluded to it. Like, there's been nothing out there before. It just.
Maybe, I mean, because I thought it was that way before, too, as well. Like, he's like, Jeff didn't really want to do it. That's why we never did a second one. So it might just be that they didn't have a falling out, but, like, he just didn't want to do that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Right.
Even the thing with Affleck was fucking weird. It's like, your girlfriend hates me, or now your wife hates me. All right, I guess we're not friends anymore. It's like what will happen to Adam pretty soon with all the rest of us.
Yeah.
And didn't he make a movie with her, too? I mean, that's
what he hates.
Yeah,
that's when she learned to hate him.
Hate him, yeah, because it was like...
Oh, okay.
Which is funny, because like, it was probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago, like I watched like half that movie, and I'm like, you know what? This isn't that bad.
It's fine.
It's actually... Yeah. It was an okay movie.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
It was like...
Catch and Release? What? Is that
Catch
it?
And Release, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not his movie. He's just in it. Kevin Smith is never in a movie, but he's just in this movie with Jennifer Garner, and he said that's where basically she learned to hate him. She just doesn't get his humor, and so he's like, fuck, and then they just kind of fell out from there. So
It's like, you're not allowed to hang out with that guy anymore. He was like, okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
but I mean, the Jane Silent Bob reboot, man, Affleck's in it, so.
Well, yeah, they'd evidently said, hey, how you doing? Like, I don't know, how you doing? Pretty good. So could be friends for a little bit, like, I guess.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, and he just says like, "Hey, you know, I know you're gonna probably have 10 wives through the end of this, Ben Affleck, and I know you're not good, but remember that time when you were doing impressions of Chuck Sheen, you know, versus the Shark on Major League 8 on the commentary for Mallrats? Wasn't that hilarious? Me and Chuck Sheen."
They've been married for like a fucking minute, like 15 years or something ridiculous, haven't they?
Like, yeah, I think so.
That's like almost
Garner.
Yeah, that's like
Garner and Affleck.
Yeah, that's like almost unheard of in Hollywood.
Well, they're done.
Oh, are they done now?
No, yeah. About a year ago.
Well, no wonder why he's doing a movie now. He doesn't have to fucking answer to his wife anymore. It all makes sense.
He got all drinky-drinky and had to go into rehab,
yeah,
and drinky. Like, I'm done with this.
Really?
Yeah.
So that is
taking our kids.
Yeah, that makes sense, because that was like 15 years or something ridiculous for a while. 13 yeah. years. 13, 12, 13 years, yeah.
But, what is it? Oh, Birds of Prey trailer, Dave?
Birds of Prey trailer, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this.
I watched it.
Yep.
So did I. I mean, it seems like a Harley Quinn movie, right? This is the Harley Quinn movie, which is fine, I guess.
It's supposed to be, but I just... The trailer, I don't know what the F is going on. I'm like, I don't get this movie.
So, well, they never showed Ewan McGregor, because Ewan McGregor's Black Mask.
Right.
And they never showed him in a mask or anything. And
I've heard he's not going to even be in the mask.
Yeah, he's got to have the mask on at some point in time. Because that's the cool part. Black Mask, you know, is just a cool crime boss who wears his black mask.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, anyway. The fact that it has, like, a bunch of, like, you know, it's got the Huntress and Cassandra Cain. There's a lot of cool people that they can do in the background and stuff, but I don't.
But watching
know
the trailer,
how
you don't.
It's going to work. Yeah.
But watching the trailer, you don't get the sense of that. Like, you don't get the sense that these are other characters that are on that walk the line between villain and superhero.
Right.
You don't get any of that. They're just background. You don't know what they're doing.
This is definitely a teaser where it just says a bunch of interesting things and stuff happens and you learn next to nothing.
Yeah. They do that sometimes, and you get the first trailer and it's kind of like, I'm not sure what's going on, but hey, people talked about it for a little bit and there's question marks and who's this, and somebody does research, and then they do a trailer that like alludes to the plot a little bit more and you go, oh
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, it looks
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
and it has Margot Robbie in it, so yeah. I'm okay.
So right. When was that other movie? When the first movie was Suicide Squad, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Put on your comic thinking hat for just a second. Yep. So the first appearance of Harley Quinn, which through my research was the Batman Adventures number 12 in 1993. So that comic, up until about 2 years before that movie, was almost like, it was like a dollar bin comic. It wasn't that expensive. Now it's like $260, $270 for like a middle grade, like 9.2 or something like that.
Yep.
So if you were smart back then and you were like in the know, let's say, you're like, man, in 5 years they're going to make a Harley Quinn movie. People are going to love it. I'm going to buy 500 copies of this fucking comic and sell it because it's like $3 now. It's going to skyrocket. Yep. So what is one today you would invest in that's still pretty fucking cheap that you think way down the line they might actually make something? So like a first appearance comic it's got to be reasonable now. So any first appearance from like the 60s and 50s are still kind of expensive. But what's a first appearance in like mid-90s or something that down the line they might actually make something for them? People are like, holy shit. And I don't know, this might be one you have to come back to next week because this is like a research project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe Legion of Superheroes, that kind of pops in my mind right now.
I don't know what that is.
That's the futuristic DC world where think of like Batman Beyond, but this is even further. It's like 31st century. It's more, instead of Earth-centric, it's universe-centric, and the Legion kind of, they're created and idolized Superman and stuff like that. We've seen a little bit of them on Supergirl, the TV series on CW.
So it was rebooted in 94, it looks like, right?
Yeah, and I think they just started rebooting it again this year with Mendes.
First appearance of the original was in 1958, Adventure Comics number 247. But the reboot, I can understand what you're saying, back in, 2004 or something like that. Reboot? What the fuck's a reboot? Is that the third time something happens?
Must be, because Brian Mendes is rebooting it right now. They just came out, I think, with issue number 2.
Okay. Interesting.
So.
Okay. Yeah, because first appearances are weird. Like, a lot of times they're minor characters in somebody else's shit, and then they eventually sometimes get their own, sometimes they don't. Yeah.
So, you might not even know what they are until after it's too late, because you didn't care to pay attention to it. It was the first occurrence of this random thing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Like, new characters that have lasting power are really hard to come up with. Like, Harley Quinn was made up as a throwaway character for the animated series. Yes. Before she was on the cartoon, before she was in the comic books.
I did read that, yeah.
Yeah, like, Paul Dini came up with that and was all like, hey, man, you know, this is cool and stuff, and it was going to be a throwaway thing.
But she was only supposed to last, like, a couple episodes.
Right, and the voice actress really, like, killed it, and they were like, eh, she's a super cool character. And then she debuted, then she came into the comics, and then people were like, wow, really liked her. And then took off because it was like a cool foil to the Joker. It like, and then it was like, oh cool, she's powerful enough, she's cool enough to go away and do her own thing. Like, she's gonna hang out and like hang out with Poison Ivy and have like a cool girl squad where she does whatever she wants. And yeah, it's a weird thing. Like, it's hard to think of a character from a singular character from even the last 20 years that I can think of, I'm like, oh cool, that's a cool character, that's gonna last forever.
Yeah, you kind of gotta just take a shot at it. Like, they introduced this character here, maybe that'll happen in the, you know, maybe that'll catch on or something. But usually, I don't know, I've only actually read a handful of comics where it says like the new villain or new hero or something, you know. It's usually just kind of older stuff that
Well, I think if they were like, I think some sort of underprivileged class would be a good target. Because I feel like there's been an attempt by Hollywood to try to, you know, make more women heroes, make more, you know, whatever. So if you could find someone that's a, you know, not white male hero,
right?
I would put more stock in that as a chance of like someone just saying, "Hey, let's create this hero and make them big."
Assuming they don't just change it like they do for a lot of them, like, right. Well, there's no reason why this guy can't be black. Let's make him black. I'm like, yeah, and I don't care either. It's fucking fine.
Sure, that's right. True. They could take a known one that's the first appearance is already expensive and just change the race. Sure.
Yeah. True. I mean, yeah, it gets to be kind of hard because you're like, is that, you know, like if they have a character that they where it was a throwaway character 50 years ago and they basically reinvented her, like Captain Marvel, if you look at Captain Marvel now, is nothing like Captain Marvel when she first showed up. She is so different, you could almost argue that they're not even the same character anymore. They might share the same original name and you're like, okay, cool, so that, but they are so different. It's like if you went and took a girl who was like, yes, this is awesome, and then said like, here's what she looked like before, and you're like, I don't want to read about her. Like, because it was Miss Marvel, and then it was like a whole cool backstory and stuff on why she became what she became, and you're like, okay, that's the important part. But
well, and now they've got Captain Marvel, and now they got a different Miss Marvel. And
like, I could see Miss Marvel like hitting, like, you know, like
old version or new,
the new Miss Marvel. You know,
Kamala Khan.
Yes, I could. I think she could hit, man. If she, because I mean, she's cool. She's like. She's like a young girl. She's like 16, 17. She's Pakistani American. She's like, you know, from Jersey, shit like that. Like, you know, she's a Muslim character. It's cool. Like, there's a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately, that I mean, once it's announced, the comic skyrocket. The first appearance is always skyrockets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or if not about comic, like what or character, what like other comic or IP that's like that they haven't done with that you think in the future they'll figure something out with, and they'll be like, it might not be DC, it might, like, they're doing they're eventually doing Sandman, I heard, right? And
yes.
That's been big for a long time, but there's got to be something out there that everybody agrees is fucking amazing and stellar, but they haven't touched yet.
Yeah, if that, and it will, if this will be I would pick Saga. Dude,
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that was the one that just popped in my head.
Like, I love that book so much, and it's so weird and so unique.
Yeah.
And it's like fantasy and space and comedy and everything, and it's.
I've only read the first one, and it's
so
get back
good.
On it. Yeah,
yeah. The somebody, I think it was a podcast I was doing, mentioned that they said they put it really succinctly and said it's the most human story about people who are not human you'll ever read.
Yes, yes. Like. Yes, like, come on, the first scene, like, when she's giving birth, she's, like, super uncomfortable because she thought she pooped everywhere she's giving birth. And it's, like, it's so odd, but, yeah, she just happens to have wings, and her husband happens to have horns.
I would argue that might actually be a better, like, miniseries or movie, series, than it would a comic, honestly. Because there's so many different things to fit in and tell that it might be easier to do it when you have words instead of written words, you know.
And what's cool is the writer, Brian K. Vaughan, like, he always has an ending. He's like, I never want to write something that goes on forever. He always has a definitive end to everything he's written. So.
Okay.
So, which is... No, it's not ended. But, which is cool.
It took, like, hiatus, and it's kind of fucking annoying. It's like, we're going to go away for a little while. We'll come back later. I don't know exactly what happened there. But all I know is it's fucking annoying.
Right. So, I mean, which is cool, man. So, like, yes. Okay. Space opera fantasy. Yeah, like, Saga.
I mean,
they
could ever do a Dungeons & Dragons movie.
I know. That's so fucked up, isn't it? Because, like, there's no... They always... It feels like... No matter how you do it, you'd be like, you need the producers to make that movie, and the producers fuck it up. They're like, let's make him have blue lipstick. That'll be great. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like, okay, you can make The Lord of the Rings. You can make The Hobbit.
You can make
But you can't make something set in, like, Waterdeep or one of these well-known IP fantasy settings for Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
I mean, you've got a comic series that you could easily play off. I mean, Minsk and his space hamster.
Right. So. Sure. Oh yeah, it would be interesting to see them do a good. I feel like when you say a D&D movie, then I already assume it's bad, and I think part of that is because
the movies have been bad.
Well, because D&D is more too generic. So yes. D&D okay. is like a fantasy game, and. Yep. In order to be a D&D game, then you almost are forced to say, let's do D&D tropes. And, like, have these guys who come together as a group, and one guy's, they got different unique skills, and they... But I'm not saying that you couldn't make a good movie that's D&D inspired. I just think if you... I like what you're saying about, like, going Waterdeep or something. Like, if you took a setting, and you wanted to tell a good story that happened to take place in a D&D setting, and then D&D things... happened, like D&D things are just cool things that are like
right,
but if you make it a D&D thing, it almost like now you're just saying like, okay, we just have to have an homage to Magic Missile here, and you know, versus like actually no just write a good story in a setting that's fantasy that you can use the source material of.
Well, they never even like tackled like a Dragonlance one or a Drizzt one or anything like that,
right?
But I get the feeling that some of the bigger ones, like, well, they did George R. R. Martin, but they haven't done Wheel of Time. I'm sure they will soon.
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon, yeah.
Okay, I'm sure eventually they'll do Ryan's fucking weird one that he's always going on about.
Tavi. Which one? There's so many. Tavi. Oh, yeah, they should do that one. There's also Name of the Wind, which they are.
Like what Lin-Manuel Miranda wants to do that one.
And what's the other one that I actually read or listened to?
Oath. The Oathbringer Chronicles,
or whatever. Oh, yeah, I actually started that one. People finally.
Shit's good.
Talk about that being good. I think it's fine.
It's really good.
Is it though, or is it just fine?
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Really? What makes really good? I guess I have really high bar or something. I don't know.
It's a Stormlight Saga. I think it's because it's awesome, and I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, like I it's fine, but and it does seem like it would lend itself very well to the screen. It's just. I'm always
never excited about books.
That's not true.
The last book I've heard you endorse was like the one about that. I'm just well, besides your own books.
I never endorsed my own books. How dare you? I've never done that.
About the thief? The D&D book about the thief?
That's amazing.
That was like 100 years old.
I will have you know that I have endorsed the Bible over and over again. So how dare you, sir?
No, really, it's true. You don't endorse books very often. I think you're very hypercritical of books, maybe.
Maybe. That's fair. Because I've never really sat down and read one and been blown away. No, I have. I have. I just can't remember when. I should go back and find out like what blew me away and then be like, that's why nothing has come to that. Because... Or maybe it was a different time, because I read a lot of books when I was like 16 and 15 and 16 and 17. So maybe your mind is more easier impressed, and when you get older and beaten down by life, you're like, all right, cool. But the same thing would have been awesomer when you were like 16 if you read the same thing. So maybe that's part of it.
But that Stormlight Saga stuff, so you used to say it was pretty good at least?
Yeah.
Enjoyable? I
mean, yeah, it's
okay.
Good, but I just don't know why... I don't... Never mind. It's fine. It's good. It's good.
No, that means it was awesome. No,
but that's my point. It wasn't awesome. There was never a time where I was like, "Oh shit!" Oh,
how
damn.
Could you not say that? There were so many times the book was filled with one after another.
No, it wasn't. Like,
I'm still halfway through the first.
Kaladin one. The Stormblast came in and did some cool shit. I won't give anything away because I can't remember the details anyway.
And that's why I said maybe if it was on screen, it would lend itself better to those kind of moments. But reading them, I was like. All right, yeah, I understand. The only time in that entire series, which I'll spoil for Dave too, close your ears, Dave too, is when fucking what's his name, the dude that she is what's her face is in engaged to,
Adeline.
Yeah, is that him? Yeah, where the dude that's an asshole that like betrays him constantly and shit.
Sadeus.
Yes, where he's just like, you can't do anything to me, and there's like, it's the only time where I was like. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, there's so much good in that freaking story. I should read it again. Actually, you should read Tavi first, though. Decide which one you like better.
I read Tavi, and I was like, eh, more like Toffee, am I right?
Yeah, you never read it. These are lies. But anyways, the point that was coming back to is that whether or not Chris likes these or not, these are like deep stories that have sort of fantasy undertones, which I think could work easily.
But the problem is with like books that are that are so deep and so complex, I just don't think they work as movies as well.
Yeah, it's because hard to like, build the world in that short of time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, I mean, I know it's old, but I'm like, you know, like the go back to, you know, Tanis Half-Elven, man, those books are so simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you could let the visuals and then add some more dialogue and stuff. Like the basic concept is pretty simple. And
I think there's another key point to be able to make it into a movie. It's going to come down to how many dollars can it rake in? Something like Tanis Half-Elven, those are well known. You're going to be able to bring in money, not quite as much as like Lord of the Rings, but you'll be able to bring in more money than say the Oathbringer or Tavi series.
I actually don't know. The Brandon Sanderson was
huge.
The top selling author, you know, for a while there, and I actually think only old fogies probably remember Tanis, and I do think there's a market there, don't get me wrong, but there's also a market of younger people that will not have heard of it and will have no interest because of that. So it might be that some of this newer fiction is more likely.
I don't think they should go. I just don't think they should go by if it became popular enough, then you can bring in, you could make those movies. But I think you do an original story written by some of the cool, you know, like world creators, set it and be like, and just they don't, you know, call it like boom, Forgotten Realms. You know, and then have like, you know how like whatever Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Boom.
Yeah, but that has like a universe it's in. I think that's what people like a lot about some of these stories is the world building aspect. So
That's why I say you start the Forgotten Realms and then have a D&D story, right? And now we're building the world, and now we can have another Forgotten Realms. You know, like, you know, something else, a D&D story, and they're all built into the Forgotten Realms universe.
It breaks down if you have to have like a 10-minute intro on your world. Like, I think that rubbed me the wrong way with your puppet movie. It's like, let's talk about the 36 clans that are going. I was like, I'm bored. I'm gonna watch Sports Center.
There's seven clans.
Yeah. No, I agree with Chris on this actually, but I do think you can accomplish what you're saying too, Dave. Like let's say they had like something of the Forgotten Realms. So you see the Forgotten Realms, people who know what it is, people who don't know just think it sounds cool. And then what it does is it tells a good story, and it alludes to a super deep background that it doesn't have time to explain. But like that's like take movies like The Fifth Element or any weird movie where there's like crazy shit happening, and it's like, I don't understand this world fully. And I'm not going to after this movie, but I still think it's cool.
Yeah.
Do that with the Forgotten Realms world, like allude to the like, just like re-edit, make so many allusions to all of a deeper world, and if it hits, then you can make more. But it'll be a good movie even if it doesn't hit, you know, because the plot will be good, and they'll be just like, oh, that was actually a cool setting. Did you know that's a you know, Forgotten Realms? It's a And then people go, oh, yeah, I didn't know about that. Oh, I should read some of those books. And see, that's a real conversation that would happen right there. Like, I just predicted the future.
I know. Just, I don't know. You could, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way my brain works. Like, you could open it with that, like, that paragraph of dialogue. You know, like, at the beginning of Aladdin where the peddlers are like, let me tell you this cool story. You know, like, the land of Agrabah and stuff like that and stuff. And then you get into the scene. You're like, Waterdeep, the greatest city in all of this, blah, blah, blah. And he tells you a bit of dialogue, but he's telling a character and telling the audience. So,
yeah.
You know, I think.
Too. Give me a map.
Yeah.
Maps are awesome.
Yeah.
Helps me so much, like, to put it. And it puts me in a world. I'm like, oh, here's the world. Here's the map. That's cool. I love maps. More maps. Let's just have a movie about maps.
Like, whatever, Universal Studios has the world. Whenever they do the transition from the world, and then they kind of go like, and it changes, and they kind of zoom in, and you're like, okay, cool, I'm seeing the world turn, even if it's a fantasy world now, and then it brings me to a place, and now you're giving me a bit of dialogue and about what, you know, because I think Warcraft did us a pretty decent job. It, you know, it was an all right movie, but it did a decent job of building a world without telling us everything. you know, it told us enough to say, like, ah, you know, on this world, you know, orcs rule, but they destroyed everything, but they found a gate to get to this other world. Cool. Bad guys are coming into this gate, you know, and we're going to see what happens.
Sure.
I think they did a pretty decent job.
I mean, I just feel like every movie that does that, like, almost is guaranteed to be enjoyed by us and considered mediocre by everyone else.
Maybe. Except for, you know what does this? The fucking Lord of the Rings does exactly what I'm saying.
They did it, but I feel like that has, like, I don't think you can do it anymore.
Really?
Well, also,
I don't think, I think the Lord of the Rings would seem quaint now. That's the intro would be like,
I don't know. I just think enough people read Lord of the Rings that it didn't matter. Like, everyone knew Lord of the Rings. Everyone, like, our parents knew it. And if our parents know it, it means it's been around for so long that, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Maybe.
But I do know what you're saying. I think that, I actually think people follow that as a pattern because Lord of the Rings is successful.
Thanks.
But I feel like it doesn't always work. In fact, I think that didn't help Lord of the Rings. Like, I think the intro to Lord of the Rings was fine.
Showing the map, dude? The map is money.
I think all of that they could have cut, and it would have been just as successful. I'm just throwing out there. A bit controversial here. Make
points. Isildur! Throw it in! No. Come on, Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan is a great filmmaker and writer. It's true.
I think Ryan would make a very good movie.
Ryan knows the right blend of action and drama that is
not too much action.
Not too much
very
action.
Little humor.
No, well, humor in the movie is just not humor. Writing.
Yes, the humor can't be explained. It has to be acted out on.
And as long as Martin Lawrence is in it, he's good.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to mention that Ryan talked about Brandon Sanderson, and we were talking about Wheel of Time. I didn't know that he finished the Wheel of Time series when Robert Jordan died, which is very interesting. So. It actually shows you kind of how big of an author he is that I hadn't really heard of a lot, because that was that's been a big series for a long fucking time.
I had never heard of him until Ryan started talking about him.
Yes. All right. What were you saying, Dave?
I was like, speaking of all this sweet ass fantasy stuff, Wendy's put out an amazing 100-page PDF. Called Feast of Legends. It is a simplified version. It's got some differences of Dungeons and Dragons. I put a link right under.
It's an RPG. They made an RPG.
It is a straight up RPG. It is great. 97 pages long, and it talks about the world. There's a map. It's all like the fight against frozen beef, and it's all like it's fucking sweet,
and
man.
My favorite part is the what the fuck. As the evil McDonald character.
Yeah, it's Ronald McDonald.
Creepyville, ruled by a creepy king with the paper crown.
Right, exactly.
And the ice jester.
I mean, everyone good is from the nation of Freshtovia.
Just making fun of Burger King and fucking McDonald's.
Right, I know, there's the roast beesh. And then the twin cities of Carl. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like Lake John Silver, you know. And then far to the east is just the box.
That's awesome.
Temple of Panda.
There's a 5-part campaign in which you battle through the Ice Jester through Beef's Keep. Which
he wants to spread frozen beef everywhere, and we know Wendy's. No frozen beef.
There's like 14 classes.
I don't know where this came from, but it's fucking funny.
Like, well, Wendy's has been on their fire, dude. Like, their Twitter is hilarious.
But so. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, there's an actual live playthrough going on right now with this RPG.
Mm. Well, if you click on that link, the link that, I think it's the same, like the link Amy sent me, there's a video for some dude, I don't know who he is, talking about how much Dungeons & Dragons is becoming more mainstream and how he is like the face of Hollywood D&D, and that he hosts D&D games with celebrities, and he just doesn't turn on the camera yet until they get more confident and stuff. So it's like a 9-minute video, though, so you don't need to watch it.
Huh.
I don't know who the guy is, but he looks familiar in a way.
But I mean,
I think he's a werewolf or something.
Yes, it is that guy who's already rich and stuff like that. But come on, if you roll a 20 on attack or skill roll, you go into feast mode. You do maximum amount of attack damage plus an additional roll of your attack dice. You also gain advantage on your next roll while going into feast mode. That's just fucking cool.
Yeah. It there's no downside to this for them, right? And it's only upside.
No!
Right.
Somebody took the time. They're like, you know what, boss? I'm going to put together this fucking RPG for you. Trust me, it'll be fucking, it'll be awesome. The kids love these things.
Like, it's like their weapons. A spoon, one gold piece, 1d4 damage type light, and then there's just a column that says, can I throw it? 45 feet. Like, giant fork. Ooh, that's a graceful two-handed weapon. Can you throw it? Nope. But you can eat a cheeseburger item and gain +1 to strength for the stat for the day. Ooh, stab buffs do stack. So you could, like, eat stuff and you get debuffs. Oh, like, ooh, tacos. They give you -2 on all arcana rolls, right?
That's pretty hilarious. Gas station food gives you -2 on intelligence rolls.
Yeah.
It's so delicious.
It's just so good. Like, they wrote it so that those who train in the order of the spicy chicken sandwiches are no strangers to heat. In fact, they thrive in it. Trained in the art of the spicy chicken sandwich, these adventures are one with climates found in parts of fresh Tovia. Connection to heat flows through them. Often from desert towns, these adventures are known for their crispy exterior, but are tender once you get close to them. See? That's just...
That's genius.
Right.
That is... I'm proud of them. It is interesting that if D&D is becoming so mainstream that this is worth them doing. Yes. Or... I mean, what does it say about the world, I guess, that this exists? I don't even know. That's the question I have. Like,
okay, so the introduction to the world reads, you are adventurers in the realm of Beef's Keep, where the nations have splintered over major disagreements in how to treat the realm's people. Creeping Veil and the United Clown Nations have led their people into a collective darkness known as the Deep Freeze. While the world currently feels like a cold and desolate place, you reside in the one nation that remains a true beacon of hope, Freshtovia. Yep. Freshtovia is known for its lush fields, signature dishes, and red-headed queen, Queen Wendy.
Signature dishes is awesome.
As Queen of Freshtovia, Wendy has clapped back at all the attacks on her borders. She is strong and has maintained her nation's integrity despite the growing pressure of other nations.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Alright.
Yeah, like I
want to play Order of the Baked Potato. What does that read like?
Like Ryan is all about the Ryan would be the Order of Chili the Oof. Yeah.
Order of the Baked Potato. Well, relative to those who have studied the Order of the French Fries, those in the Order of the Baked Potato are more in tune with the world around them. Connected to nature through their very roots, the Baked Potato characters are one of a kind talent. Knockoffs are rarely found in the other nations in the realm of Beef's Keep. Yeah. Which makes sense. They're the only ones that do baked potatoes.
Yeah, you can't get baked potatoes anywhere else.
True.
Kish, not impressed enough.
I've read it, so the immediate, yes. You know, like, oh, it has passed. So, yeah. I read through it. Amy sent it to me as well. So, yeah. But hey, let's talking about food. So remember last week when I talked to you guys about muffins?
Yes.
And you were like, yes. I like a good muffin. Who doesn't like a good muffin? And then Amy yelled at me afterwards when she said I didn't ask the question right.
I didn't know about that one.
She said, You said, would you like a muffin or nothing? Which, to be granted, I did say, do you want a muffin or nothing? But still.
I thought it was a muffin or a cookie.
That was later on. I asked about nothing. Like, if you had nothing to eat or a muffin, what would you choose? It was like a fucking polling question that I get in the mail from the Republican fucking committee.
Yeah, that was a
right. Would you rather vote? Would you rather eat this delicious muffin, or have a socialist take all of your money and give it to people who hate you?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys get those. I like got one. I returned it the first time I got it, giving the worst feedback I could for the current president. But ever since then, they send me more. And I don't return them because now I have to pay for shipping or a stamp. I'm like, I'm not giving you fuckers a stamp. But this last one was, how do you feel the president is, and they mentioned the name, is currently doing his job? Exceptional, just below exceptional, very good, or fair. I'm like, what the fuck? Those are my choices. This is so bad.
Yeah, because now they got a report. One poll shows that 100% of Americans think that Trump is doing fair or better.
Yep, exactly. No, but let's talk about food. So remember I told you I ordered some muffins, and I asked you which type you would like the most. In addition to the muffins, I got these little squares. See, it's this nice little square. Yeah.
That seemed like more like a rectangle.
Something
yeah,
I would squares.
Okay, it's a rectangle. It's called a square, though. It's from Thin Slim Foods, and this one is the peanut butter chocolate chip one. And I've been waiting all week to eat this to tell you what it tastes like. Because it's pretty good. It's got it's 45 calories. It's got 2 net carbs and like what is it? I don't even see the calories on here. Oh, 45. I just read that. So
this is from one of your like hard to find.
Yep. So
expensive.
It came in the mail. Thin Slim Foods. It's I don't know. It came with the muffins, so it's kind of like hey, you get something free because you ordered $5 muffins. They weren't $5. They were $2.50, but still, you understand. And this is the one I believe Dave, too, said he would eat. If I gave you the muffin choices, and there was like a pumpkin one, and there was this one was the peanut butter chocolate chip, I think.
Or something. Yeah, I'd eat that.
So this is Dave's like, but I'm not eating no fucking lemon muffin unless you make me.
Hey, I had a lemon poppy seed muffin today.
So your choice is between a lemon muffin and nothing. What do you eat?
Yeah, lemon muffin.
It's really fucking sweet. Holy shit.
Has it got sugar in it?
No, it's got some sugar substitute, erythritol, but...
Oh, so that's just affecting the sugar part of your tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't actually affect your body in any way. That's why they can say 2 net carbs. That's why your taste buds must feel it. Mm. It's okay. It's fine. I also found these little fun things. They're 10-ounce Monster cans. Have you seen these fucking things?
What do you feel like a giant?
I know. They like, you're like, ho, I'm drinking my Monster. They're so small. And they're bigger than a pop can. But since you're used to the 16-ounce ones or whatever, if you're like a Monster and you're fucking used to the 20-ounce ones or the big ones.
How much did you, or how many ounces did you say?
It's 10.9, so it's...
less than a soda.
No.
Yeah, but...
Sodas are 12.
12 ounces.
Oh, it is.
Standard can is 12, but they do have the 8-ounce cans.
Yes, now I was thinking of 12, though. You're right. So it's smaller than a soda, and it actually looks really big in the camera, but it's pretty small. So I'm going to wash it down with this.
I like that, actually. Like, there are times where... You want energy, but not so much.
Well, we don't want that much to drink. Like, you don't want that much fluid. So that's why I got it, actually.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Like, right? I'm just saying, like, what's a good example?
Right now.
Like, it might even be like a 9:40 movie. I want a little energy, but then if I drink too much, one, I don't want to pee. And then two, you know, I don't want to be up till 3. I just want to be up till like 1:30. You know what I mean?
It's a terrible example because you need something to wash your popcorn down. You need a bigger drink. But right now is a perfect example. I didn't want to be up all night, so I didn't want a huge can. And I just wanted a little bit of something. A little bit of something, you know, pick me up. So that's why I'm drinking 10 ounces of
I wonder how that compares in the caffeine to like a Mountain Dew or something.
Oh.
Because I actually like the flavor. That's another thing. I actually like the flavor of energy drinks, even if I wasn't
all flavors?
Needing, well, no. But some of them I really like.
There's a lot I don't like. Or the flavor's fine, but it makes my stomach feel bad, so I don't drink them.
Sure.
True.
I used to, like when they first came out, drink regular Monster. And I was like, okay, you know, I understand, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then you went to the zero-calorie ones, like the those things. And those things taste good. Most of them taste good. Like the purples, the orange. They taste great, and then if you try a regular Monster, you're like, oh, this is so sludgy, and
I can't even imagine.
It wrecks my guts. Yes,
I in fact, I bought 2 NOSes because when I do my review of the Fast and the Furious, which hopefully one of you catch up and do all of them as well, so we can all talk about them, or maybe just 2 people talk about them. I need to have some NOSes on screen, and I thought maybe at the end of that I'll drink one of these, but it's got so much fucking sugar in it, it's ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
it's like 96 grams. I'm like, holy fuck.
Oh, no thanks.
Sounds delicious, though, doesn't it?
I still like the low-carb low-carb root Monster. That one's still
okay. Low-carb's not terrible. It's like 10 grams of carbs. It's not that bad. So.
I think it's 10 calories, and I just like the flavor. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, flavor now. I like the flavor.
But these white ones, I used to really like these white ones, and now whenever I drink one, it gives me kind of a tummy ache, so that's another reason why I got the smaller ones, to see if that would alleviate that. And they had them. It was new. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's new and it's cheap. I'll try it.
Yeah. I might have to pick one of those up.
But where did you pick it up at?
Costco. They had the case for like
$9. Chris sometimes goes to like the crazy stores.
It's true. Not anymore. I'm sorry. Nah, I tried you guys. You failed. You failed me. Tried you once. You failed me. So I'm not going back to those crazy stores.
Did you get the Slim Foods sampler pack?
No. There's stuff in there I didn't want.
25% off. It's expensive, though. It's $55.
I think that's where I got the bread. I'm not sure. I got my bread today. I haven't tried it yet, though. Anything else going on in pop culture world, or are we ready to call it a night?
So, the Kingsman movies, you know, really fun and stuff like that. So, basically, they're doing a movie set before the Kingsmen were the Kingsmen. It's literally called The Kingsman, and it's about the formation of the Kingsmen during World War One, which is interesting. They're like, let's just make a prequel. This sounds fun.
Huh. That is fun, because maybe you can have that guy back that died by singing the song.
Yes, you could.
I mean, if he's a time traveler or a baby in that show.
Yes, but so I put a trailer up. It looks pretty good.
Those movies are always fun.
Like yes.
Exactly. Yeah, the director does a good job with them.
And you know what? You will ever forever be in my heart if all you say is you have a princess saying, hey, if you win, you can come back and you can have me anywhere you want. That's all I need. It's like it's a weird princess thing. I was like, yeah, I like this shit.
I am a little surprised that
that they do well.
It doesn't feel like a franchise. It feels like one movie that a lot of people like, and then you don't make more of them. You know what I mean?
It does. It does. How is that fucking
thing? I don't think I've ever watched Golden Circle either.
Oh, it's good. Like, there's robot dogs and Elton John. Robot dogs are fun. And fucking... Yeah, it's just... It's cool. Like, characters are back that you didn't expect, and they're back in weird ways, and yeah.
And interesting.
Fucking Americans.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
It is almost... it's at almost a billion worldwide for the franchise. It's a lot.
Yeah, so let's see.
I like it, though. I mean,
a 16-ounce monster has 160 milligrams of caffeine, while a 12-ounce Mountain Dew has 54 milligrams of caffeine.
So it's got three times as much caffeine?
Three times as much for a third more. A third more ounces. So
okay, so then the little one would have more.
Yeah, more than a Mountain Dew, yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. By the way, another use case. I wonder if people are buying them at bars and stuff because sometimes, like, I don't drink much at all, but once in a while, I like to have like a Red Bull vodka or, you know, I'll have a Monster vodka if like they don't have Red Bull or you know,
you're like mixing your depressants and your
yeah, I think it's good. I like the upper and the downer. I like I'm generally happy, so I'll just try to keep it.
So I was thinking about this. I asked Tiffany this because and it was just to annoy her. I'm like, if you drink half of a 5-hour energy, do you get 2.5 hours of energy, or do you get the full energy? Or you get half as much energy for full 5 hours?
That's the question for the ages. I mean, honestly, right. I think science is genius.
What would you say?
I don't actually know, but I'm curious. I haven't had 5 hour in quite a long time. I did like the idea of them. But, yeah. Like, they're also kind of weird, and they make your, like, skin get hot, and they're, like, fucking strange.
It was the one day like... I had two one day, and I could fucking feel my heart just sitting there laying down. I had two, because I had a long day, I went for a run, and I had a super long day, and I was playing basketball. I had to go to basketball. I was like, holy fuck, I need something. I'm tired. So I had another one. I played basketball, got home, was laying on the couch, and I just felt, dunk, dunk. Don't tell me. Oh, this shit's scary. I'm done with it.
I remember. Where was it? Was it at the state fair one time where they had a booth? Like, where they must have just came out and they're just like, here you go, guy. Here's some samples. And I'm just like, oh, all right.
I don't know.
I must have.
Speaking of
maybe
the
state
fair,
new flavor.
Have you seen. Did you guys go by the Coke booth at the state fair this year?
No.
Let me tell you what you can miss. The Coke booth. I was like, I'd like an energy drink. I've been walking around all day. I haven't had anything. Where the fuck can I get one? Probably the Coke booth. So I walk over the Coke booth. There's literally just two dudes on their phone. They're really bored. And they're like, can I help you? I was like, can I get a Monster? And they're like, all right. And that was it. There was nothing out there. It was the worst booth ever.
Yes. So there's the secret place that I guess has been there since like the inception of the state fair. It's over by like the – it's a convenience store that's on the fairgrounds. It's basically you go by you basically have to go down this back alley, and it's basically was the store where like the people who stay there get their stuff. you know, go like, I get toilet paper, get all this stuff there, and they make sandwiches there and stuff like that. But yeah, it's basically buy all the farm stuff, you know, like the actual where you
down by the Coliseum.
Coliseum, yeah, where you show all the horses and stuff, and you got to go down this back alley, and you just walk in, and it's like just curves in, and it's literally like 15 feet of a little bit of a hallway. And you could buy, like, actually 20-ounce bottles. And you could buy, like, monsters and stuff there. And they're all right around the same price as normal. It's like they might be, you know, 30 cents more, 50 cents more. But the fact is that I don't have to. You could get a bottle of, instead of buying $10 for a soda, you could buy a 20-ounce, you know, for $2.50, whatever,
$3. That's so interesting. That, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would take advantage of it too often. It's but, like, I like though. That it exists. Yeah. And right. You would buy it just to, like, a big old Diet Mountain Dew or something, like in a can I can reseal, like that would yes. be kind of nice. Yes. In a bottle I can reseal,
or you could get bottles of water, which is nice because yeah. they don't always have bottles of water around.
Yeah, that's true. And it yeah. if you do, it doesn't cost you like $8 for $8
a bottle of water. Yeah,
speaking of which, when I was in Vegas, man, it was annoying because you know how like towns or like stadiums or stuff are always either like Pepsi or Coke, and they never get to like have both because they probably bid for the right yep. to be that way.
Yep. Yep.
It's fucking yep. annoying because there's so many properties that are owned by the same conglomerate that, like, most of them are Pepsi and some of them are Coke. And all the Coke ones, they had two flavors of Monsters, and both of the ones I didn't really want. Like, right. no matter where I went, it was like the only ones they could get in Las Vegas on the Strip were these two flavors. So I ended up having, what are the other ones? What's the Pepsi version? It's,
I don't even know.
It's called the Zero
like,
Fuck.
Amp? Is it Amp?
No.
I know there was like...
I don't remember what it's called. Pepsi,
probably popular, because if it's, not, then it's Pepsi's pretty popular.
I just don't remember what it's called, but...
Pepsi, Rockstar?
Yeah, the Rockstar ones. Okay. Uh-huh. They make zero calorie, zero sugar yep. versions of those. And I never would have had them, but for the fact that fucking Las Vegas can't have Coke, apparently. And they were fine. I mean, it tasted about the same, honestly. So I just go with whatever's cheaper now, I think.
Yeah, I've had, for whatever reason, I don't drink Rockstar as much. But when I've had it, I've enjoyed it.
I think it has to do with geographical look things. Like, I think some things are more popular in other places. Like, I also watched that Yesterday movie again. I don't know if you guys, we never really saw it in the movie theater, but, you know, yeah. The Beatles don't exist. Which
it was good. It was good.
No, it was yeah. actually really funny, and... I didn't understand that Oasis didn't exist either, and the guy's like, oh.
Yeah, because Oasis is exactly
I didn't Beatles. Ask until I talked yeah. to Amy, and she's like, oh yeah, well they were like super influenced by the Beatles, and I was like, oh, that makes more sense why the joke yeah. but also Coke doesn't exist in that world, and they never explain yeah, it. It's just Coke does not exist.
I just like it.
I love like, how they
watched that movie twice now.
I watched it in the theater a long time ago, and I just forgot about it, yeah. and so I watched it again. And because I liked the music, so yeah, it was fucking yes. fun to listen to the music.
See, I find that frustrating, Chris.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, God.
Because I wanted to see that movie, and now you have seen it twice without me.
Well, okay, well. I should have called you last night. You're right. At 2 in the morning, I should have called you and said, grab your fucking amp, we're going to go watch it yesterday.
Well,
and the other and one, you were
next,
time.
At least.
Yeah. Yes. And I saw it. I went on went on a date with Tiffany because we were all the way over in whatever at the Alamo Draft House, so we were right, you sure. know a good 45 minutes away from here. So yeah.
Now, in fact, last night when I got off early, I was like, I'm gonna go to bed now. It was like 12:30 or something. I didn't intend to. I went upstairs looking for something to watch, and I just didn't have any shows to watch. And I was like, eh, I'll watch this movie again. You know, I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh, I thought you were actually legitimately going to bed.
No, don't be silly. When I say I'm going to bed, I'm going upstairs to decompress for a while, which usually means watch sports.
Gotcha.
He's just tired of you, Ryan. All right. Yep, time to go to bed, sir.
I'm guessing not. I mean, no. We talk maybe for like, you know, 20 minutes over a 4-hour period.
Well, I don't want to be like, oh, Ryan, sorry I inconvenienced you while you're trying to build your cloud fortress that is so obvious that it's fucking there.
Yeah, it was pretty. Well, the newest one,
I wasn't
he already
looking,
knew about it.
I wasn't even looking for it today. I was just building a wall, and I turned around, I looked at the sky, I was like, that's a weird look. Oh.
Well, it's one thing to see it, and another thing to realize it's the thing that's dropping chickens on your house.
That's true.
You know what I mean? They're different.
I agree. It's just funny. Good time.
It's hard to disguise your cloud house.
It is.
It's hard to discuss a cloud house.
Chickens fucking everywhere, though, let me tell you.
Unreal.
Okay. Well, I ain't got nothing else. What about you guys?
Well, we're going to go see the Joker tomorrow.
Yeah, Joker tomorrow. Cool. I think everybody's going. Except for Ryan, of course. Or Adam, of course, because he's got to be at school until 7. So, but shut up, Ryan. You know he's tired. Leave him alone. He's a very tired man. He works harder than all of us.
Maybe yeah, true.
He probably works harder than all of us put together.
Probably not. I don't know. Like, he'll never deny that he works harder than
Adam, like, can't see it, but I'm shaking my head. Yes, yes, he does work harder than all of
us. Adam doesn't listen to the podcast
he
back.
Might, tomorrow he might be bored. I mean, Joe Rogan's out of town, so there's no other Joe Rogan podcast to listen to, so he might need to fucking turn us on and see what we said about him. So.
The only thing is the worst kept secret ever, Stranger Things 4.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But is that next year or this? It's because it's not this next October. Right?
They haven't said.
Because yeah, they just came out with the last one. But
yeah.
Wait, so it was October, and then like May or something?
October, July 4th.
That's right, because it was like a summer one. So do you think next year will be a July again or back to October?
Back to October.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because then you get, well. Yeah, you get your July.
Then it gets supposed to take place 3 months after they move out of town.
Town, yes. So like they're not jumping the year go okay. by.
Okay. What show was I just watching? Oh, The Rock Show. I love that show. It's so fucking amazing. Mainly because they always have like real sports celebrities on in cameos. They'll be like, "Hey, who's a fucking Tom Mahoney or whatever the fucking football player is. I don't know who he is. How you doing, brother?" And the guys are always the worst actors in the entire fucking world. It's so bad watching sports people try to be actors. They're like, "Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you. Bye."
Oh, yeah. yeah. But
they did that this year where they jumped ahead a year and they just never explained it. They're just like, "You catch up. We know what happened. You catch up." And I kind of like that in a way. It's like, you got your universe established. You know what the goal was. Catch up.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I hate ketchup. All right, cool. Good job, guys. Good Adam-less podcast. It's hard to have.
But you love mustard.
It's hard to have a podcast without Adam because he's generally the glue that holds everything together. So you did good. You did good. Anybody want to try to take his role here as we go out?
Ryan has it written down. He has a notepad already open. I can tell. I'm looking at it. I can see it reflecting off your glasses, Ryan.
You're lying. My website says PepsiCo, Wikipedia. Which energy drink does Pepsi own?
makes sense. All right. So nobody wants to. So I don't know. We got shit going on. You know who we are. If you haven't figured out by now, go back an episode and listen to Adam. He'll tell you. Until then, we'll be back next week with more shit that we talk about. So bye.
Bye.
Bye.